Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll use it to your advantage. It's free. Everything's free there except for the books, which, as you know, we ask you to pay for those, and we appreciate it when you do, by the way. Dr. Bob Flowers is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. It says Robert Flowers on the book, Robert J. Flowers. The book is called Decoding Potential, and He's a not only a researcher, not only a very smart guy, he's also an entrepreneur. He has his own small business, just like you and me, and he's here to talk to us about how to unleash the potential of our employees. That's one of the things we're going to talk about. Dr. Bob, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. My pleasure.
It's good to have you here. I want to get into the employee issue in a minute. There's some research that Harvard University conducted that I want to talk about. But before we do that, you have a chapter in your book called Nature's Paradigm.
Yes.
And I want you to talk to us about what you consider. Let me read a sentence here that maybe we'll get you started. The closer the criteria are to the structure of nature, the more valid and effective the paradigm. Tell us what that means.
Yes. Jim, this is something I've been working on for 26 years, and never seen this whole paradigm fail. What we've discovered is that nature has within it certain given absolute principles, and we've not only discovered what those principles are, but how they prevail within the human host, the human being themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we all have this, what we call it a natural intelligence, okay, because it's something that's innate to all of us. And once you can identify what these intelligences are, and there's 13 of them, by the way, you are then in a position to understand things and to see things on a much clearer basis. You can then function and organize and create virtually scientifically. I mean, the book, I have a new book out, which talks about the science of achievement. And it's based upon that paradigm and these principles that we have discovered throughout nature and also the human mind as well.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that that basically the way we behave and the way we respond to each other, the way we interact with each other, is based largely on and follows these natural paradigms.
Well, what happens, Jim? It's sort of we all possess these 13 principles, these 13 intelligences. It's the matter of how we use them or how we don't use them. And our own personal dynamics that give us the personality and give us the abilities that we utilize in our everyday lives. What we need to do is to first understand these 13 principles and then use them to understand those things in our lives that we put in our own way and screw us up and prevent us from achieving the things that we wish to achieve.
Well, one example would be that as long as is this something that happens between genders too, between men and women?
Oh,
is this an issue that men and women need to understand? For example, as long as the more I say, "Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry, it's my fault," I get along better with my wife.
Well,
and it's that way every day, every week, every year. It's pretty predictable. Can you fit that into your paradigms?
Yes, and I talk about it in my book.
Are you married, Bob?
I'm married. I'm married for 38 years.
So do you know what I'm talking about?
I sure do.
Okay. All right.
And let me just give you a quick dialogue as to how that works with me. Organizationally, my wife is a very detailed person. I mean, incredibly detailed. I am not. However, organizationally, I am a process person. Mm-hmm. I know what to do next. I know how to get things done.
You move linearly, don't you?
Yeah, right.
Like most guys do.
Yeah, right. She is not. So you can just imagine, you know, that's a conflict.
Right.
But what we do is we both understand that that's what she's good at. That's what I'm good at,
mm-hmm.
and we try and use that whole synergy, that whole situation to create a synergy, I should say. You know, when it comes to detail things, I sort of take a back step and let her do her thing.
The reason I bring that up, Bob, and pardon me for interrupting you, but the reason I bring
that up is
because when we're trying to get our employees to contribute to the process, to the success of the company, There's more than one dynamic going on there. There's not just the boss and the employee dynamic going on. There's also the gender dynamic going on. So don't we need to understand both of those to get the communication flowing?
Yes, right. We absolutely do. There's certain differences, of course, that we all embrace. And the thing is to understand the benefits that each gender, you know, in a workplace certainly, brings to the table. Try and find that, and once you find that, that's another source of power. That's another mm-hmm. source of developing your potential.
Well, I think what I'm taking from your book is that it's important that we understand that some things are somewhat predictable if you'll understand the natural connection of behavior and you know, rather than just the fact that someone is just being difficult or being however they may be, that there's a natural reason for the way they're reacting.
Oh, absolutely. It can be quite predictable and definable. That's the beauty. This whole nature paradigm has categories to it. It's like a honeycomb, and anytime you find a piece of information, you put it into one of those categories, one of those little mm-hmm. honeycombs, and pretty soon you have that whole thing filled with, you know, with all sorts of juicy, delicious tidbits of power.
We're going to take a quick break. He's making me hungry here, folks. We're going to be right back with Dr. Robert Flowers, the author of Decoding Potential. We're going to talk about how to convert all this into communicating better with our employees and them with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Visiting with Dr. Robert Flowers. He's the author of Decoding Potential, Pathways to Understanding. Bob, tell us give us the website for your book and tell us where we can find it, please, where
okay.
it's available.
It's www.decodingpotential.com.
All right. That's pretty easy. Decodingpotential.com. Can we read a little bit about the book there?
Yeah. Yeah, do anything you want. We've got a whole bunch of things there. Got a nice little store and plenty of information.
And where is it available?
The book is available at Barnes & Noble online, Amazon, and, of course, at our website.
Mm-hmm. All right, sounds good. Okay, let's talk about how to get our employees involved and get them to speak up a little bit more and to contribute a little more to the process of our operating our businesses. How do we do that?
There there are any number of ways. I think one of the most important things that an employer or a manager can do is to define what the nature, character, and assets that each particular employee possesses. And some of them are seemingly minimal, but you know, there's always those times when they just seem to, when you're using them, they just seem to pop up and help out and chip in, just like that, you know, 200 hitter who comes through at the right time, you know, when the bases are loaded. And doing that, defining your the assets that you have on hand, no matter how small, certainly goes a long way in you know, putting another arrow in the quiver, another mm-hmm. another piece of potential that you have available. And then, of course, the next thing is helping them to not only locate it, but to develop it as best you can. Put them into maybe different programs, or sometimes it's just nothing more than getting them to get it out, motivate them, you know, to get them to understand that they can contribute in some way.
How do we do that, though? Sometimes they lock that up inside of them. How do we get them to open up? How do we make them believe? Like, how do we make them believe that they're giving us that information that's inside of them is a good investment for them?
I think you have to show them the whole picture, and they have to have a certain degree of trust in you, in your company, and the process, and in themselves. I mean, that's critical.
Right. One of the things you talk about is the importance of showing them that they are valued. I mean, you've got to convince them that whatever they contribute is going to go somewhere, that at least it's going to be discussed and valued some way. You know, maybe their idea isn't used. One of the things that I like to tell people is, don't just bring me a problem. Make sure that you bring me a solution with the problem. And by that I mean, you know, even if the solution that you come up with, even if you think we're not going to use that solution, get me started somehow. Give me some place to start so that I don't have to start from scratch with your problem. Anybody can bring me a problem.
Exactly. And that's where this synergy comes in. You know, this whole issue of complementarianism that we talk about in the book. You know, bringing opposites together. And that is working with the employees to overcome problems, sitting down together and coming up with the answers that work for all sides. That communication and that whole act can certainly save you a whole lot of grief, a whole lot of and create a great deal of efficiency within an organization. I don't care how small or how large it is. So that's very important. In addition to that, not only problems, but individual weaknesses or company weaknesses. I'm a great believer, and I've found it to be so, that working on the weaknesses is what is very, very significant in developing your capabilities business-wise.
Right.
as well as an individual.
How do we identify those weaknesses?
Well, listen, just ask anybody. They'll tell you. I mean, you know, it becomes your employee will tell you, for one. And if you just look at the things that you're lacking in your business, where maybe your competition is stronger than mm-hmm. you are, or complaints perhaps by customers or clients or things of that sort, that's where your weaknesses are.
Do you recommend the SWOT approach, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and what's the other one? Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and challenges, I guess. You recommend that?
Yes. Absolutely. A part of developing your potential is certainly dealing with weaknesses and problems. You really, ideally, you want people around you that are willing to look at their weaknesses and do something about it.
That takes maturity, though, doesn't it, to be able to admit weaknesses?
Not only that, but it's responsibility.
Yeah,
and that's what we need today.
And that's something that has to start at the top, doesn't it? Recognizing that we've got some. You can't the boss can't be touchy about stuff like that, can he?
No. No, you got to take. You have to take the emotion out of the equation.
Absolutely. Dr. Robert Flowers, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Decoding Potential. Dr. Bob, thank you for being here today. Good job.
Hey, my pleasure, Jim. Good luck and great holiday to you and your listeners.
You too. The website, folks, is decodingpotential.com. Quick break. Right back with our good friend John Fox right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.